You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight I think the first guest we've had who kind of has a middle name.
Yeah, true? Who actually, what? She shouts about the middle name.
Benjamin Francis Leftwich. Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
You get a round of applause when you're here.
Thanks.
Welcome. It's like a 17th century nobleman's name.
The In Demand listeners who are brand new to you, what kind of music do you make?
I never really know how to answer that question. I guess it's kind of singer-songwriter, acoustic-based, acoustic guitar-based. The records that we've put out so far have a couple of other instruments on them in parts, that couple of weird sounds, a couple of, ambient sounds and stuff. But, yeah, just sort of it's acoustic guitar-based and my voice fairly... There's not too much on it at the moment. There's a couple more, a bit more of an arrangement on the album that I'm about to put out. But, that's my vibe.
You are massively inspired by The Boss.
Yeah.
How did he come into your life? Was he introduced to you by your mum and dad, or did you kind of discover him yourself as a kid?
Do you know what, man? It's a really sort of weird thing. I went to HMV one day in York, must have been about 3 years ago, and I saw his album Nebraska, which is one of his early ones on the shelf, and I'd never heard anything by him, so I just picked it up and I thought, I'll give this a go, and then put it on, and by the time track two had finished, I was there. He was my favourite thing in the world, so that's how that happened.
It's nice to do that, though, to just go into a shop and literally... FOP was always good for that, because they always have loads of random old albums by loads of different artists, and you can literally just walk in and go, right, I fancy finding out about Bob Dylan today, and you just pick a CD up, take it away, and away you go.
No, it's good. It is good. That sort of just giving yourself something new and, fresh slate. It's always good.
In terms of modern music, do you listen to sort of much of the stuff in the charts, or are you not really into that kind of thing?
No, I'm not really into that sort of, the pop music at the moment. I don't mind a good pop song every now and then, but it's not really my thing. I like bands like, I guess some of the bands that I like do chart, like, Fleet Foxes and Arcade Fire and, The National. I'm a big fan of Ryan Adams as well. But not so much of the sort of, JLS and Pixie Lot, that sort of thing. I'm sure they're nice, but it's not really my thing.
Do you have a song, though, that is kind of your guilty pleasure?
That's a good question.
Everyone has one. Oh,
that song by Pink, Rock. I'm not a rock
so
star.
So What?
So What, yeah, that's the one. That's kind of, in the right moment, that's a good, a good track to put on.
It's a good one to, like, get out of bad mood.
Yeah,
it?
Fully.
Just to put on fully, really
quite,
loud.
Yeah, it's quite angsty.
Yeah.
She's good at that, though.
Yeah, she is. She seems quite...
an angry
fiery.
Woman.
You wouldn't want to mess with her, would you?
No, I wouldn't want to mess with her.
I don't think I wouldn't want to get into a fight in any way with her.
You need to introduce your song and do your plugs.
This song is called Box of Stones.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, the beautiful girls from Wonderland are back tonight.
Yay!
Hello.
Welcome return for you lovely lasses.
Thank you very much.
Is everyone happy and chipper?
We're so excited. Yeah, we're very excited. We've got our album coming out, so we absolutely are on top of the world.
This is where the hard work really pays off. When you see your album on sale in HMV, somewhere like that, that's the excitement, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of, you never really get used to that. When we got given like the actual finished copy the other day, and it was like, really? Like, that is that ours? Is that what we've been working hard on for 2 years? And yeah, it's unbelievable. We're so excited.
Are you happy with the cover and everything else?
We're very happy. We actually looked at all the artwork on the inside and we're really happy. And yeah, I think we're just excited now for everybody to hear us. So we hope people like it as much as we do.
How was the process of writing sleeve notes? Did you have to do that collectively or individually?
Do you know what? We wrote the sleeve notes in about 5 minutes, and that's no word of a lie.
I love reading sleeve notes.
Malahead.
When there's like a cryptic thank you in there, and you're like trying to figure out who that might be.
I always read the thank yous on sleeve notes. I always have. Yeah. I don't know why. It's one
I
of those
always
things.
Did. Yeah. I always did whenever I bought an album. I always wanted to know who the people are behind the scenes are involved and stuff, because obviously without all them people, we wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
So it's important.
I agree. We wanted to stick Alex and Lucy in at the bottom, but we just didn't have enough room. But next album, babe, definitely.
That is yet to happen.
Actually, we're in the middle of writing a song called Alex and Lucy. So
excellent.
We want one better.
We'll settle for a role in your next video. especially if it's filmed somewhere nice like the new one. That looks pretty swanky.
If we're rolling down the sand, then that's fine. So where did you film it? Because it looks nice and hot.
We actually shot it in LA. We were lucky enough to get to go back for a second time, and it really was. It was just like a holiday, really.
Now, this might sound like a really stupid question, but where are the sand dunes in LA?
They're not actually in LA. They're in Palm Springs, which is kind of
2 hours drive outside LA. Okay. So we got to go on like a little road trip. So that was unreal.
How many times did you have to film that scene where you do roll down the dunes? Because that looks like it could be quite painful.
Yeah, well, it wasn't painful. It was sandy, like sand in her mouth and in her ears for about a week.
Do you know what? It was quite a good exfoliant, to be honest.
It is.
I
say
came
that.
Out gleaming. I actually got a massage on the beach before and I was in agony, but I was too scared to tell him to stop. But he was giving me a leg massage, but it was literally like him rubbing sandpaper on me like.
Sorry, that doesn't go very well.
Yeah, I know.
Apart from the singles, what have we got standout track-wise for you all in terms of the album?
In terms of the album, well... there's a couple of tracks on there for the young ones, you know. There's Emergency, which is a real up-tempo, and there's Get Your Boots On, and they're getting a great feedback because we do a SoundCloud on our Wonderland official Facebook, and people can go on and have a little listen to all the songs and stuff like that and choose their favourites. It's just like a little snippet.
There's one on there called Why Here, Why Now, which was written by an amazing writer, Andy Hill, who's like written for Celine Dion and amazing people, and I think people will really like that. It's quite... like people have compared it to Heart, and it's like a really epic kind of ballad, which we love and we're very proud of.
We love a bit of Heart.
Yeah, so you might like that one.
Do you know, I haven't listened to any Heart for ages. I used to have little like guilty pleasure moments where you just sit and listen to Alone.
Don't listen to Heart anymore, just listen to Wonderland.
Yay!
If you're doing the Heart thing,
you're in our heart.
Backcomb your hair and have massive 80s power
shoulder pads. Yeah, leather jacket, fringing.
Yes, I love it.
That kind of thing. Well, let's get the new single on. Do you want to introduce it?
Hello, guys. We're Wonderland, and this is
Starlight.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Wonderland's still here tonight.
Thank you.
Right, let's get on. We've covered the music. Let's get down to the girly gossipy stuff. How was life on the road with Ollie Murs?
Yes.
Very nice indeed.
that was Sharon who said that.
He's lovely, isn't he?
He's an amazing guy. He's so humble. He's so down to earth.
He is, isn't he, Sharon?
He's good fun.
Sharon, you like Ollie Murs quite a lot.
Yeah, he's cute, you know, yeah.
So have you been hooking up with him a little bit? And sort of
no, we've all been hooking up with him.
Have you? You're taking it in turns.
Excuse yourself, I'm married. I'm only kidding.
Nothing wrong with window shopping, Jody.
I bet he loves it. I've got everything I need.
Do you know
in
what?
My boy.
Aww. Wonderland are busy doing something, not busy doing nothing.
Not getting busy. Something.
Have you had the chance to have like a night out with Mr. Murs?
We were meant to actually go to his after party at the end of the tour, but we are so busy we can't go, and we were invited and all, but I'm sure like we'll get a little drink with him. He's actually very disciplined. He doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, he stays in, he just goes. He's very disciplined. Goes to bed
he's
early.
Not like the Irish.
No, he's not like us.
You just get him out really with Key and Jodie.
Yeah, I know. No, I'd be worried like how he'd come back after a night with Key.
He's been so supportive to us as well, talking about us on the radio and tweeting us and stuff. And yeah, so we're so thankful. Thanks, Ollie. We love you.
Ollie, thank you.
The Wonderland Oliver. Twitter army is growing by the day isn't it? It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. They're true. They're like so loyal and
dedicated.
Yeah,
and they were protecting. They were protecting you, Jodie. When was it Kean's account that was hacked?
He was like, and it said, "Oh, I'm leaving Westlife." And we saw it, and we were like, "That's rubbish. He's not."
It was so funny, right? Because I tweeted, "Kean's account's been hacked. Kean's not leaving Westlife," and the hacker tweeted back, "Yes, I am." And I was like, "No, you're not. Stop arguing with me."
Like, actually,
it was
he's
a real
my husband.
Husband and wife moment.
Yeah,
you know?
It was like it wasn't even Kean I was arguing with. It was like this hacker. I am leaving Westlife.
Now we should talk to you because, of course, you have very close affinity with lovely Louis Walsh as well, and we are so glad he's sticking with the X Factor because I don't know what we'd do without him because he's so funny. And he just makes his little smile just makes us laugh.
I know, he's so cute. That's what we were just saying today. We're so happy that he's still there because he deserves to be. Like, he's such a little charmer, and I think he works well on it. He's always very honest, and he's always got a good opinion. So,
what did you make of the rest of the lineup? And poor Cheryl, what's going on?
I know, poor thing.
We love Cheryl.
Aww. It's really sad. Like, we just kind of we were saying earlier on though, maybe there's like bigger and better things out there for her because she's such a great girl and she's so talented. So I think better like good things will come her way.
Looking forward to seeing how Talisa is though.
Yes, because she's a girl with an opinion, isn't she?
Yes. And I like a girl with an opinion.
Yes, she's feisty.
She's an amazing singer as well, which is always interesting to hear what like an amazing singer has to say.
I can't wait to see what Gary Barlow's got to say because I'm a massive Take That fan.
Yeah. He doesn't have to say anything. Jared's just got to sit there and just look gorgeous.
I know. And I really hope he does a masterclass with the other boys just so I can sit and look at Jason and just go,
oh, I love Jason too.
He's really, out of all of them, I think he's the one who's aged the nicest.
Yes, so do I.
We'll see you again soon, Wonderland. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Take care, guys.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tinchy's with us tonight.
Yay!
Yes.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. All good, man. You're right?
Yeah. Ready to rock In Demand for the next 30 minutes? That cool?
Yeah, man. All day.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy Tinchy Strider on In Demand tonight. Our star guest this evening. Right, let's start with Spaceship Man. It's amazing.
We love it.
So good.
Thank you. Welcome on board.
Well, you know, you tweeted us when we played it, because we played it months ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, ages ago.
And you were like, thanks.
Yeah, I'm thanking you again, man.
Aww. Good having Dappy back with you.
Yeah, we haven't stopped playing it since. Everyone loves it as well. What was it like working with Dappy again?
You know what? It was actually fun. Like, I always say, like, I wish, like, someone was filming us when we was in the studio. It would be like you're watching a film or something like that. It's crazy, the vibes in there. When we come in there, he's like, yeah, Tinch, what you got? I'm like, this is the beat. This is the one I'm going to do. Let's just work on this. And then we was thinking, how can we do something that's different from number one? Because when people hear Tinchy and Dappy, and thinking, okay, what are they going to do? The same thing again. But, you know, somehow we came and just bounced ideas back and forth and just thought, this is how long you've got on a track to just grab someone's attention. And I think hopefully we succeeded with that.
And you've got a really nice video to go with it, which has all the things that a pair of young rapscallions will need in a video.
So there's
fast cars, yachts, and the obligatory girls.
Yeah. it was just a pain in the ass to film that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was, I think, you know, do I have to go through this again? Fast cars, girls.
I like the idea that every couple of years you and Dappy could get together and create another song.
Yeah.
Because you've created something special, obviously, with number one, Spaceship's really good as well. Who knows what might happen again when you evolve the tune and the music and stuff. You could create a series of songs together.
Or an album.
Yeah, we were speaking about this the other day. We could, like, we feel like we was talking about it. Imagine if we actually got in a studio for a little while and put together an album. Oof.
And obviously they're now doing their separate things for a while, all the End Ups posse. Talisa's on the X Factor, of course. Have you seen any of the photos of her at the auditions yet?
No, I haven't, you know, but I've heard. And, you know, when I heard about it, I just told her, yeah, congrats, man. Do you know what I mean? And it's a big thing. It's a big look. So hopefully, but I know, she'll prove through that. She's got like character back and she's got an attitude about. I think X Factor will need that and it will be cool. Yeah. When I was on tour with the End Ups, and then, you know what I mean? Like, she kind of can deal with it. You know what I mean? Because being around like boys and the whole, it's a job in its own way. So
she won't be shy, will she? She'll answer back.
Can you imagine? She's probably just got away from looking after Dappy and Phaser. Yeah. And she gets to the X Factor boot camp and she's given the boys category. She'll be like, oh no!
She'll be like,
no. Looking after the boys.
That's going to be the tough bit. That'll be the toughest bit of the job, I think, for her. Yeah. Obviously, sort of going, right, I've now got to mentor these people. But I guess she has had that experience with Dappy and Phaser.
Yeah, that's why I think that she'll be all right, because she's, you know what I mean? She's experienced it. And if you're like, dealing and you can cope with Dappy, then hopefully you can cope with a lot of people.
With anything.
She's definitely the judge we're most looking forward to seeing, actually. Definitely. Just to see what she's like. I think she'll be brilliant.
Yeah. Tinchy, can you introduce Spaceship for us now, mate? We'll play it on In Demand.
Yep, right now, Tinchy Strider on In Demand, my brand new single with Dappy called Spaceship Fleet.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tinchy's still with us tonight. Right, I need to talk about your entrepreneurial skills that just go from strength to strength.
Every
man.
Time we speak to you, Star in the Hood is in like more and more stores. Is it 60 stores now?
Yeah, man. It's just growing and growing. And like, it's the best part about it is that because all the new designs, which like we've got coming out, and I just can't wait for them to get it, you know what I mean? And day by day, we're expanding. So yeah, it feels great.
Now, every time you're on the show, I always like to give you my little ideas.
There we go.
Yes.
My little sort of little ideas potentially to maybe go away with and think that they might be a good business idea. They might not. They might be rubbish.
Yeah, you gave me. I think I remember the last one you gave me. Let me try and remember. Was it to do with the album name?
It was the album title.
How to spell it.
Yeah, because I thought you should spell strike with a Y.
With a Y.
You
didn't,
did you?
Yeah. I tried,
though, didn't you? And failed. Someone's put a stop to it.
Right,
you got
okay.
A new one for me?
Are you ready?
I've got a new one for you. Here we go, Tinchy. So, your own TV talent show to rival the likes of The X Factor, but for up-and-coming young urban talent, and all you have to call it is Star in the Hood.
Oh, amen. That's actually that's actually real good, you know what I mean?
Because
like I said... Yeah, because people always say before, like, that would be so interesting as well, because I know people are like, okay, so does that mean everyone needs to be from a hood? But no, wherever you're from is your own hood, and new talent
It's your hood, and they become
it's
a
your
star.
Hood, they become stars.
You and Dappy can judge it, and then if you need a couple of ears, for, you know, people who play this sort of music, then we're available.
You're
we
available,
can be your
okay.
other judges.
Yeah, we'll be consultants.
You've got it all worked out.
Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
This is great.
This is my little business plan.
What do you make of your label mates Rizzle Kicks? Have you had any time with them yet?
No, I haven't. No,
amazing. I think you're going to like them. Ask anyone from Island Records to give you a CD of Rizzle Kicks. They're great, aren't they?
Yeah,
Rizzle
they're good.
Kicks, yeah, there's a song called Down With The Trumpets. You are going to love it.
Yeah.
Down With The Trumpets.
Have a listen to it and tweet us later. Tell us what you think.
Okay.
Rizzle. Okay, yeah. I will. I definitely will.
Can you choose a song from the charts that you love at the moment for us to play, Tinchy?
Right now. You know what I'm actually liking? It is out and available. I like Nicki Minaj, Super Bass.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
We'll play that now. Tinchy, thanks very much, dude.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You're listening to the In Demand Podcast. The podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Mr. Shu himself, Matthew Morrison.
Hello.
He's here. Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How are you doing?
I like giving a little clap. That's nice.
Oh, we applaud all our guests.
Yeah, we always do.
All your guests?
Yeah.
All the guests.
Well, it's just me. So, hey, here with Alex and
that's
Lucy.
That's better.
Yay! Matthew Morrison.
Amazing. Welcome to the UK. Yeah. Welcome to In Demand.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure talking to you. We've got lots to talk about. Where should we start, Lucy?
I think we'll start with the fact you have got your own album out. What's it like, obviously, moving away from Glee for a bit to make your own album and actually being on your own singing? Was it quite a lonely experience initially?
No, I don't think making an album is ever lonely. It's interesting you say that, though. I think being an actor, you can always hide behind a character or a cast or... But I think making your own album is very a personal experience, and it wasn't lonely, but it was very therapeutic.
And you've got duets on there with the likes of Elton John and Gwyneth Paltrow and Sting.
You know, it was a good experience for them to be able to work with me.
Yeah, I bet. I bet Elton was like, bad time too.
No, it was, it was surreal. I think I have welts all over my body from pinching myself so much.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about Elton then.
Wow. Yeah, the guy beat me down. No, but it was just, Elton was, I learned so much from him. The man is just such a student of music, and he's so relevant, and he still every Tuesday buys every single new artist that comes out. And it could be a rapper, it could be a country artist. I mean, he's on top of his game.
And Gwyneth herself, obviously your experience on Glee, did that just become fun
Gwyneth.
In the studio as well? She's amazing in the TV show, isn't she?
She is. You know, I think Glee was really a chance for people to kind of reinvent themselves. And I don't think anyone knew that she sang. I certainly didn't. She was such a breath of fresh air for our show. Everyone involved just really loved having her on. And we struck up a great friendship. And it was great to have her be on my album, too. It was just wonderful.
Okay. In terms of in how Glee is shaping up, I mean, it's obviously huge across the world. But in terms of the characters in Glee, do you have a specific character that's your favourite? Do you ever sort of... Do you change constantly in terms of who you like the most?
No. We asked Lady Gaga this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she refused to be...
She wouldn't tell us. We reckon Kurt's her favourite.
Oh. My favourite all the time is Sue Sylvester.
Yes!
And she's going to be... Jane Lynch is going to present the Emmy Awards this year. That
she
was
She is, yeah. They just got announced. So I'm really happy for her. She's really excited about it.
Let's play a track off your new album now, Matthew. Can you choose any of them for us to play on In Demand now?
Yeah, let's go with Still Got Tonight. It's a great song. It's probably the most rocky, like rocking outside. Rocky, is that a word?
Yeah.
song on the album. So I love singing it too. It's a really great song.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Matthew Morris.
Yay, more clapping.
Now, obviously, Lucy was saying before, we were lucky enough to meet three of the kids from Glee just before Christmas last year. And you can just see there's this massive bond between everyone. Is it quite a tight-knit unit? Do you guys get the chance to sort of spend social time together as well as working such long hours together?
We do. I mean, we work 15 hours a day with each other. So that's... I think any time outside of that is just.
Is that kind of enough?
Yeah, but we are such a family.
You're
yeah.
currently on the cover of Attitude magazine here in the UK.
Yes, let's discuss this.
I would imagine kind of like there's a battle of the six packs sometimes on Glee with Cordova Street, yourself, and Mike, and obviously Finn and Puck are quite buff as well.
Yeah.
Do you get your own gym on set?
Good question. No, there's not.
Okay. Now, of course, we did mention earlier that we recently chatted to Gaga, and of course, she has been penciled in to appear on Glee. Have you had a chance to film it yet? Have you hunted her down and pulled her onto set?
No.
Oh.
I actually didn't know that there was a chance that she was going
to
be on.
She seemed to think she was.
She told us that it was in the works.
He's like, I'm not saying anything.
No, I don't know, but I mean, we've done a ton of her songs.
You guys are on hiatus at the moment, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, we just finished. So
can you give us any clues to season 3? Everyone's asking you this, I bet.
Here's the clue. Not a single word has been written of season 3.
Okay.
I think everyone needs their much deserved break right now.
Matthew, as well as clapping our stars who join us on In Demand, we also test you on your favourite things. It's quite a simple concept. Lucy will give you a topic or subject and you'll tell us your favourite thing. Here's your first one.
Wait.
Matthew Morrison, this is your first favourite thing. Your favourite line from a movie.
You got served.
Nice.
I was hoping you'd say nobody puts baby in a corner.
Still waiting for that one, Lucy.
Yeah, I like that one
it's,
too.
It's like rapid fire. It's the first one I thought of.
Your favourite Glee song. Oh, can you choose one?
It's the mashup of Singing in the Rain and Umbrella.
It's a good one.
Oh, we like that. It's a good one. Your favourite song to sing in the shower.
I actually just do my scales. I warm up in the shower. I don't really sing ever a song.
Okay, can you give us a little blast of that?
Can you do scales now?
La 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 la.
Aww. And finally, this one gets asked to everyone because it is officially the world's most important question. Matthew Morrison, what's your favourite cheese?
Brie?
Yeah!
No one's ever said Brie.
Everyone keeps saying mozzarella, and we're like, that's lazy.
It's a bit boring, mozzarella.
Yeah, Brie, that's a nice ripe one, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good, thank you.
Matthew, pleasure having you on.
Wait, come on. I gotta know. What? Alex, Lucy, what's your favourite cheese?
Oh, we can never reveal that.
I like all cheeses, to be fair. I'm a cheese freak.
That is the cop-out answer of the century.
No, cheese.
Cheese.
I'll go with the
blue cheese on steak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you for your honesty.
Can you introduce your very own version of Gold Digger for us to play now, sir?
Wow.
Are you not going to do my album?
Well, we've already played one
from
there.
I'm kidding. this is Mr. Shoe's fancy rapping skills on Gold Digger.
Amazing, Matthew Morrison. Thank you
so much. The podcast.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes Store.